modern smoker. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. We've got a great broadcast lined up for you. In this hour, we're going to be chatting with one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's got his own websites, thedetroitbureau.com. He's also a frequent contributor to NPR. And we're going to talk to Paul Eisenstein about a gamut of things, including some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles over the past week, as well as Paul's recent trip to Switzerland for the Geneva Motor Show. Along the way, we'll take your telephone calls at the usual number. Here it is. Keep it handy. It's 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Email is available to you as well. It's bob at boblongradio.com, B-O-B at B-O-B. LONGRADIO.com. And some time throughout today's program, we're going to throw out a trivia question as well. But right now, there's so many new stories to talk about. Let's go to the guest lines and bring forth one of our favorites, Paul Eisenstein, publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, good, Bob. Good to be with you. Good to be back in the States.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Geneva show. This is a very cool event, and certainly for 2013, there were no shortage of supercars. This must have been a feast for the eyes.
I'll tell you what, Bob, this is the funniest thing. I'm over in Geneva, and as you know, the European car market is just collapsing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. not quite as bad as it was here in 2008, 2009, 2010, but it's a disaster. And yet there was no shortage of million-dollar cars. In fact, the most expensive one, I believe, was the Lamborghini Veneno, of which only three will be made. Three were already sold, and they came in at about $4 million U.S. We also had, let's see, let me try to run them down, the LaFerrari at about $1.5 million. The McLaren P1, roughly the same price. Hard to imagine, but by that by comparison, the Rolls-Royce Wraith was almost a piker's car, only about $350,000-$400,000. you can get a handful of them to give out at a party if you can afford a Veneno. And by the way, that's not uncommon. I understand that it is not uncommon for some of the oil sheikhs to give away Bentleys and the like at some of their parties in the Mideast. But that's another story.
Yeah.
I mean, there were just tons and tons of these ultra-exotics, even as the rest of the industry is struggling and wondering who's going to be buying in the coming year. But, you know, there was another interesting trend, Bob. Did you catch, here's a question for you, did you catch what is one of the most unusual trends among all the, we'll call them supercars and ultracars, that we saw at the Geneva show this year?
Well, one of the big trends seems to be the utilization of hybrid technology, not for fuel economy purposes, but for power purposes.
This is where I like to be on the show, Bob. You do catch on. A lot of people miss that point. It's rather interesting. If you look at, for example, the LaFerrari, it is using the Hikers system, the hybrid kinetic energy recapture regeneration system, as is the McLaren P1. Now, of course, we're going to be seeing all sorts of different types of hybrid power used on a variety of the Porsches coming. And we're going to be seeing, I don't know if you happen to see the story, but the DetroitBureau.com broke a rather interesting story with the top technology guy over at Bentley confirming that they are going to lock down and run with a plug-in hybrid on their new SUV, which they also confirmed they will be doing. So we're seeing that all the high-end products are going with some form of electrification or another.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And, of course, Porsche is going to be making a very limited numbers of their supercar, the 918, which also uses this same technology.
Right.
Lots of folks are, you know, don't realize that the hybrid technology isn't just for fuel economy, but can give that extra added boost when you take a look at the kind of horsepower numbers. Paul, I remember it was a number of years back, you and I were saying that 500 horsepower has become kind of the standard bearer as entry into the supercar realm. Well, those
right.
days are gone. We now see 600 and 700 horsepower, but these supercars,
and 900.
Yeah, I know, are packing power, you know, getting up into the Bugatti Veyron range.
Yeah, LaFerrari, I believe, is 900, was it 903? I forgot the exact number, but it's up in the 900 range. These are crazy numbers. And what's doubly interesting is even when you're not pushing to the ultimate extreme, even if you're just going into a mid or even a low-mid luxury vehicle, one of the reasons that people are getting turned on to electrification is that there's a big difference between your conventional gasoline motor engine and an electric motor, and that is that electric motors generate their maximum torque the moment they start spinning. So what does that mean? Well, it means that when you are just taking off and you got your foot to the floor, you can get a real boost of power out of a good hybrid system like the HiCare system. And that's one of the reasons why the plug-in hybrid that Audi plans to bring out on the new A3. It'll be in Europe on the Sportback or hatchback, and eventually we'll make it over here. Even though it's only got something like, 200 horsepower,
mm-hmm.
the torque is tremendous, and the torque comes on instantaneously. So a relatively small engine with this hybrid system will give you a real punch into the back of the seat sort of acceleration.
And the production numbers that they're saying, with the exception of that ultra-exclusive Lamborghini, I know Ferrari with the Enzo, the last ultimate supercar that they made back in the early 2000s, I should say. The Enzos were around for a number of years. I believe they made about 349 of those. It seems like the production numbers on some of these vehicles are being hyped as well. When you look at the McLaren F1, which is the new McLaren, the P1 is the spiritual successor to that car, and they're certainly going to be building many more variants of the P1 than they did of the F1.
Yeah, now again, you're not talking about volume production. For people that think that we're saying, oh, there's going to be 5,000 of them. No, it's more like, 599 or
yeah.
so of the P1 and 499 or so of the LaFerrari. And by the way, if this is to translate it, the Ferrari, what happens next time? What do they call the next ultimate Ferrari?
Yeah,
I don't know how to say it in Italian. Will it be the real Ferrari, the really honestly truly Ferrari? I don't know. They have painted them into themselves into a corner, Bob.
It's true. It's an interesting choice of name for the vehicle. Certainly the styling of the vehicle is exquisite, and Frank Stevenson did a great job with that. You can see styling cues from the Enzo, but interesting choice of name. When you look at the McLaren, you see some really outrageous bodywork, and certainly you can see its racing technology in its DNA. The attention to aerodynamics on this P1 has not been overlooked. This is definitely a very high-tech ship. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk to Paul about some of the regular vehicles unveiled in Geneva, and we'll also talk about some of the other big stories happening in the auto world.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're having lots of fun, as usual. We'll throw out a trivia question here. The supercars that got me thinking. The telephone number is 855-266-5283, and the question is, the original McLaren Ultimate vehicle, the McLaren F1, that's my daughter Lucy in the background, that vehicle had a very interesting seating arrangement. The driver was seated in a rather unusual place. The successor to this McLaren, which was unveiled in Geneva. The P1 does not share that same sort of seating configuration. Can you tell us, for those of you out there who are into supercars, like myself, who like to dream about these incredible machines, tell us about the seating position in the McLaren F1 going back to the 1990s. The telephone number 855-266-5283. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. And Paul, in addition to all of these uber expensive supercars, we also saw the unveiling of an American more affordable supercar, that being the Corvette convertible in Geneva, and that surprised a lot of people.
Yeah, it was quite a surprise when we heard that they were going to bring it over to Geneva rather than save it, say, for the New York Auto Show up in just a couple of weeks. But it's not surprising when you think about it, because Chevy has traditionally been this American brand, and the Corvette has been the most American product of this American brand. Well, Chevy is, surprising or not, we may think Like a Rock, Heartbeat of America, and all this stuff, but the reality is almost two-thirds of all Chevrolets are being sold outside of North America now. Believe it or not, it is a giant brand in China, in Latin America, and it's growing in Europe and so on. And they want to have the Corvette be the halo car in those markets as much as it has been traditionally here in the United States. So no surprise when you think about it that they would launch the Corvette over there rather than here.
Definitely. We're going to be talking more about the Geneva show and, of course, teasing the upcoming New York show, because lots of news continues to filter out. We're getting all kinds of updates at the DetroitBureau.com. And, Paul, before we go any further, make sure and tell everybody about all the great updates that you provide 100% free of charge.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, we, of course, cover the news just like gloves, so anything that's happening in the business, you're going to find out about it usually first at thedetroitbureau.com. Whether you're an industry insider or just somebody looking to get the best deal on your car, you can turn to thedetroitbureau.com. We can deliver it to you in your mailbox. You don't have to wait till you get over to the site. Whether you want a regular tweet, an RSS feed, or just emails, we'll send it out to you. You can get daily news feeds, you can get weekly or monthly, and if you're really interested in knowing what's happening when it happens, you can even sign up for an instantaneous feed every time we post a new story.
That's great. One story that really caught my eye on the Detroit Bureau that I've been wanting to talk to you about is the fact that Audi is aiming to topple BMW as luxury sales leader. They've got some pretty hefty ambitions here, Paul. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is pretty amazing when you think about it. You know, here in the United States, people think of Audi as a cool but generally second-tier brand. And it never did fully recover from the disaster that it had. And many listeners probably are not even old enough anymore to remember the nightmare that occurred back in the late 80s when they brought out the Audi 5000. They had an unintended acceleration scandal, much like Toyota's faced in recent years. In the end, they were cleared, but the company nearly was broken by it. As a matter of fact, Bob, you may recall, they were ready to abandon the U.S. market. They came real close to it. In 1992, they were selling only, I think, 12,000 cars that year in the United States. Well, the reality is that they have been bouncing back big time. Here in the United States, they're still trailing the other makers, the other leaders like Lexus, BMW, and Mercedes, but closing that gap. In the rest of the world, Audi has been the number one up until a couple months ago, and they are in a neck-and-neck battle with BMW. BMW got a couple of hot new products out there. They've been really marketing the heck out of them, and they regained the lead so far this year. But I got to tell you, it's going to be a battle, and Audi is very well convinced that that they are going to be the leader, and they are aiming to become a first-tier brand here in the United States with a lot of new products. They've got four new diesels coming. Now, that might not have seemed like much a couple years ago, but diesels are getting hot. They've got new diesels coming. They've got new SUVs coming. They've got the new Q6, for example, coming to the market. They've got a new A3. We're going to get a sneak preview of that just before the New York show, though the official public debut won't be until, oddly enough, Beijing. And there's a lot of product coming, so watch Audi, both here and abroad. They are a hot brand.
One of the vehicles that you saw unveiled in Geneva was from Volkswagen, speaking of Audi and the entire Volkswagen contingent there, the Volkswagen group, was the Golf. And I understand in New York we're actually going to see the U.S. version of the Golf, but U.S. buyers are still going to have to wait a while before they'll be able to get their hands on one.
Yeah, here's the good news, here's the bad news. Okay, the good news, we're finally going to get to see the new VW Golf, which of course came out in Europe. We saw it last year at the Paris Motor Show. We'll see it in New York, but we won't be able to drive it, or at least the average potential buyer won't be able to buy one here until early next year. They're switching production from Germany over to their expanded plant in Puebla, Mexico. And they are yet again, this is unfortunately a very annoying problem with VW, they're pushing it back for U.S. launch well after what we see in Europe. The good news, Bob, another bit of good news, is that we expect that as they continue to shift more product here to North America, whether in the Tennessee plant or in Mexico, that VW will largely eliminate this year-long or even year-and-a-half-long gap between the launches in Europe and the United States. So going forward, we'll probably see most VW products launching here about the same time as they do around the world.
Paul, let's talk about another interesting story in the headlines of the past few days, and that is Henrik Fisker resigning from the company that bears his name. Henrik, of course, a great designer. He penned the BMW Z8, one of the more beautiful BMWs, in my opinion, of all time,
yeah,
along with some wonderful Aston Martin pieces. And certainly when you look at the Karma design-wise, it's a beautiful vehicle. But what's going on? Why did he resign?
Well, you know what, Bob? We would love to know. Unfortunately, trying to get the exact details of what happened, we're still waiting. I'm hoping. In fact, I got a note from Henrik himself just the other day telling me that he'd like to chat, and I'm hoping to connect with him tomorrow. Well, I'll let you know more about that if, in fact, I can get the real story out of him. But the fact is, we know that Fisker's company, Fisker Automotive, is in deep trouble.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that.
We'll talk more when we get back.
On the other side, lots more automotive news straight ahead here on Auto World with Paul Eisenstein. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? Every listener who calls now will learn how to get a free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. You only pay shipping and handling. Call us now for details on this Lumitone free offer. Just call 1-800-288-8278. That's 1-800-288-8278. Call 1-800-288-8278.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Paul Eisenstein joins us, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist contributing to magazines and websites worldwide, and a frequent contributor to NPR radio as well. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Trivia question. This is an easy one. I can't believe no one has got it right. The supercar, the McLaren F1, had a very unusual configuration. It was not a traditional 2+2 configuration. It wasn't a strict two-seater. What was the seating configuration? Where did the driver sit in that car? The telephone number, 855-266-5283. And we've got a prize waiting with your name on it from the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Before the break, we were talking about Henrik Fisker, the very talented designer, entrepreneur, who has had his own car company for the last few years. And he announced this past week that he has some disputes within his company and its management, and he is officially resigned. So it's going to be interesting to see what Henrik has to say once he gets with you, Paul. Tell us a little bit about some of the problems that, that Fisker is facing and possible suitors that may be attempting to purchase this brand and maybe turn it into something else than it is now.
Yeah, unfortunately for Henrik, it is a bit of a messy situation right now. For those who aren't familiar with it, and there are some folks who probably don't keep up with that side of the market. Henrik Fisker has a great history. He was the lead designer on the DB9, Aston Martin, and a lot of other great luxury products. He's worked for BMW, he's worked for Ford, and he decided to start his own company focusing on plug-in hybrids with a partner named Bernie Kohler. They've been working on this for a number of years, and the vehicle has gotten some very, very, mixed results. There's no question it's one of the most beautiful vehicles that you'll see. Just a stunning vehicle. It's probably taken a few hits for its performance. It's a very heavy vehicle with all those batteries on board. But the reality is, it's an intriguing venture. And one that a lot of folks were really expecting to see come do a little bit better. Unfortunately, the company's in deep doo-doo. They had the federal loans that were originally being passed out to a number of companies for developing high-mileage clean technology. Tesla got a loan. Nissan got money. Ford got money. Well, they froze the money on Fisker before they could finish developing their more mainstream product, the Atlantic, and that left them in a deep bind. They've been trying to raise money privately, but the word is, Bob, that they are looking at all sorts of possible buyers. Hmm. That includes, this is an interesting one, that includes Geely, the company that also happens to own the Volvo. Mm-hmm. Car brand, and several other Chinese makers. We don't know exactly what's going on yet. We keep hoping to find out a little bit more. But there's no question that that Fisker is in deep trouble, and unless they can find somebody to buy the company, or at least somebody to come in with some big dollars, I don't think they're going to make it.
Let's talk about another story that you posted on the 13th of March on the DetroitBureau.com, and this is to do with Lexus topping the new J.D. Power consumer customer service study, and that not necessarily is a big story, but some of the other stories contained within this piece is the fact that GMC has surged into the lead among mass market brands. I would never expect that one, Paul.
It is interesting, isn't it? Now, let's be real clear, because a lot of people see that this is called the J.D. Power CSI study. And Power uses those initials for two different things. It's the Customer Satisfaction Index, which looks at how happy you are with the vehicle overall. This one looks at how happy you are in terms of the service you get from the factory, or I should say from its dealers. And, yeah, there are a number of surprises in this thing, one of which was not that Lexus was top. They have routinely been tops there, but that they were only slightly ahead of several of their competitors. There were a number of luxury makers that are breathing down their neck. And the GMC topped Toyota and several others when it comes to customer satisfaction at the dealer level. The other thing that is interesting is that, you know, a lot of people, if you tell them that they have a choice between going to a local service shop or the dealer, would generally say, oh, I'm going to my local service shop, those guys take care of me, they know me, and so on. Well, this stands conventional wisdom upside down, Bob. What it says is people are much happier with getting service from their local dealer, the people they bought the car from, than they are when they take it to that local fill-in-the-blank tire or oil change place.
Mm-hmm. That is very true, no question about it. Let's talk about some things that are coming up in New York. We're going to see some very important unveils, including Hyundai is going to be following up with an update on their top-of-the-line vehicle, the Equus, and tell us a little bit about that, as well as some hints of perhaps even more luxury models from the Hyundai brand.
Yeah, that's the interesting story. It's mid-cycle, so there's no surprise that Hyundai is getting ready to update the Equus. That's a cool vehicle. I think we were all pretty well surprised by how nice the vehicle that was when it came out a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's done an extremely good job of targeting buyers who would like to get into something like a 7 Series BMW or an S-Class, who really don't want to be spending quite the money and are willing to sacrifice a little bit of the technology, a little bit of the features, the drive comfort, and so on. But for the dollar, it is quite a stunning vehicle. It's done far better than even the most optimistic folks at Hyundai expected. You'll see some improvements. You'll see them add LED lighting. They're going to upgrade the interior. You'll have a larger LED display screen and the like. So that's good news for people looking to buy the Equus. But we ran another story, which you can find on the DetroitBureau.com now, which gives a little insight into what else is coming from Hyundai. And the fact is, they are not, even with the Genesis and the Equus, they are not ready to call it quits. This is a brand that is very serious about getting into the luxury market and has a whole bunch more luxury products that they're likely to be bringing out in the not-too-distant future.
That is very interesting indeed. And just like Audi with its troubles in the early 1990s, this brand Hyundai is another one that with the XL introduction in the 80s looked like they were on the ropes in the early 90s.
Oh, and boy.
Look at the way this company has turned around that and its sister company, Kia. They're just turning out some remarkable products.
Yeah, no question. You're absolutely right. This is another brand that gave serious thought to having to leave the U.S. market not that many years ago. I'm glad you mentioned that, Bob. And they have really surprised people. As a matter of fact, we were talking about the J.D. Power Customer Service Index just a few moments ago. And if you were to break it out just by focusing on the Equus model, mm-hmm. Equus, if it were a separate brand, and Hyundai has talked about having a separate luxury brand like Toyota has Lexus, if Equus were marketed separately, with the score that they got for that product alone, they would have beat Lexus on the customer service index.
No kidding.
That's a stunner. That's a real surprise.
Wow. How was the Equus done sales-wise? You don't see that many around. I was at the Greenwich Concours a year ago in June, and they had one on display. And, of course, Greenwich, Connecticut is one of the wealthier communities in the entire nation, being close to New York City. And it was interesting to watch some of these folks who no doubt who are 7 Series and S-Class and other vehicle owners looking at this car. When we come back, we'll talk about that and also more previews of New York straight ahead with Paul Eisenstein. I'm Bob Long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here with Paul Eisenstein. Our telephone number is 855-266-5283. We've got that McLaren trivia question out there. And also, we invite any calls or questions that you have for Paul, 855-266-5283, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. We've got so many stories to talk about here. Paul, interesting story that you had up on the website this past week about the production of diesel fuel to eclipse the production of gasoline. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, interesting, isn't it, Bob? We were talking just earlier about how Audi's bringing out 4 new diesel models this year. We have BMW. One of the things that they'll be showing in New York will be their brand new 3 Series diesel for the United States market. Chevrolet just showed us there at the Chicago Auto Show their new diesel Cruze. Mazda's getting ready to launch their Mazda 6 diesel, the Skyactiv diesel. Oh, my gosh, I must be forgetting a few folks there. But the fact is, we're seeing a lot of new diesels coming out on the market. And the word is right now, that according to this new study, that we will very likely see diesel outselling gasoline on a worldwide basis, probably by late in the decade. Should we take this with a grain of salt? Well, a little bit. One of the reasons is this was an ExxonMobil study. But I'd be more skeptical of ExxonMobil's data when it comes to the low acceptance of alternate fuels, biofuels, compressed natural gas and the like. I think that the general trend is towards more and more diesel worldwide. The good thing is that these are clean diesel. These are the newer diesels that are just delivering tremendous performance and great fuel economy. At the same time, the emissions are meeting the toughest new standards. So this is good news.
Yeah, it definitely is. And as you mentioned, BMW is going to be bringing yet another diesel to the New York Auto Show. And we're seeing some diesels in some vehicles that we haven't seen for a while. I know that there's rumors in New York also from the Chrysler Group that we're going to see on the heels of the diesel offering in the 2014 Jeep Grand Cherokee that we're going to see a diesel power plant in an upcoming Ram product. So that will be interesting as well.
Oh, I'd be stunned if we don't see that. That's one area where we're almost certain to start seeing more diesels in the next couple of years. the RAM is likely, I think we'll see that in the next generation of the GM models, the Silverado and the GMC Sierra. It's interesting that the folks over at Ford, who have been the most reluctant to show an interest in diesel, in part because they've invested so much money in their EcoBoost technology. Well, Mark Field spoke just a couple of weeks ago, and he is, of course, the new chief operating officer, so you have to pay close attention to what Mark says. Mm-hmm. And he indicated that they just might be willing to reconsider their sort of strong thumbs down on diesels for the U.S. market. The good news is, of course, Ford has great diesels over in Europe. So were they to decide that there's a market for it, they could probably move very quickly here and bring a diesel into the United States.
Another interesting story following up on the heels of our earlier discussion about Hyundai and the Equus in New York. Great story you've got on your homepage right now about production shortage is actually dragging down Hyundai's market share. So that shows you how well these vehicles are moving.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Hyundai has just been surprising everybody. They have also done something which is unusual. They have taken a bit of a pause when it comes to expanding their global capacity, both here in the United States and around the world. And I think that's a wise move. They've grown very, very quickly. They could continue to dump a ton of money into expanding capacity. But they've seen what happens if you're not careful doing that. Look at Toyota. Toyota spent a lot of money increasing their capacity. They kept saying, oh, we're not focused on being number one, but reality was everyone knew Toyota wanted to be the number one automaker, and they made a lot of mistakes, which hurt them in terms of quality, and they were just slammed with all sorts of recalls. They continue to have recall problems this year, and I think that working too fast, building up capacity too fast, was a mistake. So Hyundai is taking the position that they may have some shortages of popular models, but that's okay if that's what it takes to get the quality and other factors up. Now, Bob, you know what one of the payoffs for them is?
What's that, Paul?
Well, if you look at it, they are also seeing a huge run-up in prices. If you check the data from places like TrueCar.com, which track things like incentives and what they call average transaction prices, what people actually pay after they get incentives and they put on options and all that. Mm-hmm. Well, the fact is, Hyundai has among the lowest incentives in the market. This is a company that used to give away thousands of dollars of cash to get you into the showroom. Now, Hyundai is lower than Toyota and a lot of other brands. At the same time, Hyundai is getting closer to sticker price than anybody else, and the price that people are paying for Hyundai products is going up constantly. So now they're getting nearly as much for, say, a Sonata as you're seeing Toyota get, say, for a Camry.
So true. Very good point. Another great story that you've had up this past week is about driver distraction. And unfortunately, U.S. drivers continue using cell phones and doing texting, which is very concerning to say the least, Paul.
Yeah, this is a definite concern. Now, the data show that the majority of Americans continue to use cell phones while they're driving, and while it didn't break it out in the study by the Centers for Disease Control, they're primarily focusing on people that are still using handheld phones, which, you know, is a much easier way to get distracted than by using Bluetooth. Also, about a third of all drivers in the United States continue to text while they're behind the wheel. And when you compare what's happening here to what's happening in Europe, Americans are far more likely to do these dangerous practices, which you can see, by the way, if you wonder, are these dangerous? Well, I'll tell you what. Look at some of the recent data from the Highway Traffic Safety Administration. NHTSA has shown that the number of fatalities on our highways has begun to go up after a decade of decline. We're seeing more Americans die, and a good percentage of that appears to be the result of distracted driving. The worst problem, Bob, is that we're also seeing a big surge, something like 20% surge year over year, in the number of young drivers, teenage mm-hmm. drivers, 16, 17, 18, who are being killed while driving. And distracted driving, texting in particular, seems to be a very significant reason why that's happening.
It's a shame, Paul. Let's talk a little bit about recalls. We are continue to see recalls no matter how you slice it. It seems like every time you're on the program with us, there's another big one to tell folks about. Let's begin by talking about Honda. This is for braking problems. About 250,000 Hondas are being called back.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? We've had a number of big recalls in just the recent days. The Honda are recalling, as you said, 250,000 vehicles for brakes. These are the Pilot and several Acura models, including the MDX. Apparently, their stability control, traction control system will occasionally just act up and start applying the brakes without any reason. This is a real problem. You know, these recalls, sometimes people ignore them, but the fact is, there's a recall for a reason. The next problem was 310,000 of the Toyota FJ Cruisers.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this concerns me. Toyota continues to be at the top of the charts when it comes to quality and reliability.
Mm-hmm.
But for three of the last 4 years, Toyota has had more vehicles recalled than any other manufacturer. And it was second only slightly to Honda in the fourth year. Honda has continued to be one of the top recall brands in recent years. If my numbers are correct, we've already, this is what, March 17th, we have already seen Toyota recall something like 1.25 million vehicles this year. Last year, they were the number one brand, a dubious honor, of course, when they recalled something like 3.9 million. So, obviously, you can't say that they're going to continue at this pace, but if they did, they could actually exceed the number of vehicles they recalled last year, which is not something I think that Toyota wants to be aiming for.
So true, Paul. Let's talk about some salaries here. I just can't believe the amount of money that some of these CEOs make. It just boggles the mind. $30 million last year for the CEO of Ford, Alan Mulally, and this year just $21 million. And,
my heart swells to the size of a pea bob.
Me too.
Alan is going to have to probably put the restraints on. He's going to have to hold off another 6 months before he can afford another jet.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the price he has to pay. Thank you, Paul. We'll talk with you again soon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNLive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows live or on demand right on your Droid or iPhone 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.